This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone.
Your words are priceless, no matter how few they are.
Thank you. Parshas Hazinu. There's a Shira. Hazinu Hashamayim Adabera V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrefi. The Sifri says, this Shira is very great, because what's contained in it is for now, is for the past, is for the future, for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Ramban writes, V'inei HaShira HaZois Asher Hi Banu Le'ed Emes Haneman. This Shira is a testimony. Tagid Kol HaMutzois Oysanu Bever. It relates everything that will occur to us clearly. V'yadua Ki Kozen Eskayim V'yichem. We know it was all fulfilled. V'lozer Remez HaKosev Sha'amar V'yedaber Iskol Divrei HaShira HaZois Ba'ozne Yom. Therefore, the pasuk alludes that Moshe spoke the whole Shira in the ears of the people. It says, call, to include that this Shira incorporates everything that will ultimately happen. Meaning, everything that will eventually happen is predicted in the Shira. V'imhi ketana b'dibor, although the Shira may be short, ki bir lohem in yonim harabim. It does explain many things. Now, the Ramban says something amazing. V'ilu hoysa Shira azois mechtav echad me'achoizim b'koychavim shehigin me'reishis achras kein. If this Shira was a letter from one of the stargazers that he predicted all of this from beforehand, we should believe in it, because every single thing predicted in the Shira Sazinu has come to fruition. Now, even though, and especially we who believe and anticipate with all our hearts the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam from his prophet, that there was never anyone like him. So basically, Shiras Hazinu is the most accurate description of our past and our future. Now, Chazal say in Rosh Hashanah that on Musaf of Shabbos, what would the Levim say in the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Chanan Barava says, in the name of Rav, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Laman Alpha Amin Aleph, the Levium would sing Haziv Lach, Haziv. Haziv stands for the stops of Hazinu. Namely, the one is, Hey is Hazinu. Hazinu Shvam Adabeira, V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrefi. And then the second Aliyah is, Zichor Yemo Yisraelam, that's a Zion. The Yud is Yarkivehu Abba Mosei Aretz, and the Vav is Vayar Hashem Vayinatz, and then Lach is Chamishi Lulei Kas Oyev Agur, and Shishi is Kiyadin Hashem Amoy Haziv Lach. And Rav Chanan Bar Rava says in the name of Rav, the way the Levium divide the Shira, that is the way it should be divided in the Beis HaKnesses, which means that one should not make hoysafos in Shiras Hazinu. You hear this halacha? This is not such a well-known halacha. And a gabbai could mistakenly, there might be a yard site, a graduation, an upsharon, all on the same week. You know, in the Satmar Rebbe has a joke. You know, in Satmar, they get married a little bit younger, you know? So, they once asked the Satmar Rebbe, who has Kadima, an Afruf or a Bar Mitzvah boy? So the Satmar Rebbe said, whoever's older, right, he has Kadima. So,
what happened to Shri, Rebbe? You said there was six
Osiris. Yeah, so that, the good. So the Shira is only the first six, so the Hakpada of not making Osiris is only in the
so
Shira.
You make ourselves if you can at the very end.
Right. And the Torah brings, from Rav Paltoy Goin, the simin of Haziv Lach is Hazinu until Zachar, from Zachar until Yarkiveo, Yarkiveo until Vayar, Vayar until Luchachmu. Instead of Lulei Kas Oyev, and from Luchachmu, instead of Kiyadin, Ki Esel Shamayim. So there's actually a machloikis, what it stands for. The first pshat was Rashi and Tosfos. The second pshat is the tour, the Nimra of Paltoy Goin. So again, if you look in the Chumash, you'll see there might be different versions. In the standard Chumash, when it comes to the Alios of Hazinu, the way it's broken down is Luchachmu and Kiesa, which is like the tour, not like Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? Now, Rabbi Nuch B'chaye, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Aleph, wants to know what exactly is the significance of this mnemonic, Haziv Lach, splendor is yours. So Rabbi Nuch B'chaye says that this Shira is a great Nechama and a great Haftacha regarding the Geula and the destruction of the Ovdei Chacham HaZalos and the revenge of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael's Kapara. And maybe, Rabbi Nuch B'chaye says that is why the mnemonic is Haziv Lach, which is Mitakonas Ezra, that he saw Bracha Kodesh, that the Takon of Kriyas HaTorah will exist for all time, and he was misaking the Simen to explain Haziv Lach, that the grandeur, the luster, the splendor, the light of the Jewish people will return to Klal Yisrael as it was in the beginning. That's the meaning of Haziv Lach, which is the mnemonic to remember the stops in this week's Parsha. Okay, so that is offering number one on this week's Parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.